It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Super scary. Over the weekend, Sunday evening, actor-comedian Kevin Hart survived a terrible car wreck. He and his pals were in his classic 1970 Plymouth Barracuda when it plunged off the Mulholland Highway in Calabasas, California at about 1 a.m. This is so peculiar. So Hart's friend was driving, loses control when pulling onto the highway. The car broke through a wooden fence, plunges into a gully where the car's roof was totally crushed. If you can see this car, I mean, it is totaled. Now get this. Immediately after the crash, a member of Hart's security team rolls up, gets Hart out of there. He takes him to the hospital. He has major back injuries, but they left the driver, his buddy Jared Black, and the fiance in the car. So security team comes and grabs Kevin and leaves the other people in the car.
Yeah, I don't get paid to help you, so good luck.
It was
jeez, lucky it didn't catch on fire.
Interesting, right? Black ended up hospitalized, his buddy, with major injuries as well. The fiance was okay. Later, they were removed from the vehicle by the fire department.
Are they still there?
Police say they weren't under the influence of alcohol. But Kevin had to go in and he had to have a major back surgery. His wife spoke briefly here to paparazzi.
And Nico, how are you doing? How's Kevin doing?
He's great.
Is he going to pull through fully, you think?
Yeah, he's going to be just fine.
So I feel like there's more to the story that we don't know. His PR people rushed in to get him out of the scene. I don't know. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's either way, I don't know. Anything could happen. Something, though, when you're with a car and you lose control of it, it's probably like you're either going too fast. It could have been under the influence and overcorrected. I mean, there's so many possibilities.
Well, thank goodness everyone is okay. We'll keep you posted. Love Kevin Hart so much. Well, Taylor Swift cannot calm down after Keith Urban flawlessly covers her new song, Lover. Yes, so good. It was at the Washington State Fair that was live. Keith took to the stage. He covered Lover, saying, hey, every now and then you hear a song that you love and you wish that you had written. So good. Taylor screaming, saying, this is so beautiful. When she saw him do that, everyone was going nuts. She was just on cloud nine also when Demi Lovato gushed over her new album, Lover. And here is Taylor with a little message to all the Swifties and her fans.
I just have to say to you guys, thank you so much for one of the best weeks of my life. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, that is so cool. Sometimes when you hear a major artist cover another artist's song, it's so random when they, not that they do it better, but you love the new version as well.
He's smart. That album's like the number one album in the country. I'd be covering Taylor too.
Absolutely.
Do some Billie Eilish while you're at it there, Keith.
Get it, boy. Well, Dolly Parton is talking retirement, although she says, I hope I fall dead in the middle of a song before I retire. Here's Dolly.
Yeah, people always say, why don't you retire? I say, and do what? What does that even mean?
Sit on your pile of money and awards.
I don't do that. I don't care. I always count my blessings more than I count my money.
Listen, there you go.
I mean, I get that. I'm not saying you have to retire, but I don't want you to die like on stage. That'd be an awkward concert moment.
She's in her 70s, and Dolly says she will keep on going. There's no stopping her. As she said, she counts her blessings more than she counts her money.
Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Speaking of Mackenzie, she was guilted into signing up for a sports league?
I've never played it before.
Okay, we're going to hear more about this, and I want to know, what did you get guilted into next? 833-563-2539. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.